EU officials have raised doubts whether the European Union will sign a crucial trade deal with Ukraine because the Ukraine Parliament delayed until next week a vote to allow jailed opposition leader Yulia Tymoshenko to be released to Germany for medical treatment. Stefan Boss has the story.
Despite European Union concerns, Ukraine's parliament deferred until November 19th a vote on legislation that would permit jailed former Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko to travel to Germany for a back operation. The law would also boost independence of the judiciary and fairness of elections, which the EU had insisted Ukraine must adopt. Signing the association agreement, a key step towards eventual EU membership, has been held up by the jailing of Tymoshenko in 2011 for 7 years on abuse of power charges. She has denied wrongdoing, and the EU agrees the sentence was politically motivated. An EU monitoring mission led by Aleksander Kwasniewski, a former Polish president, and Pat Cox, a former European Parliament president, expressed disappointment that Ukraine's parliament had postponed the vote. However, in statements, they said they are prepared to give Ukraine more time to pass the law that would free opposition leader Tymoshenko. Yet it remains unclear whether EU ministers are ready to give Kiev more time. Last month, Polish Foreign Minister Radoslaw Sikorski expressed his frustration.
Time for bluffing is over on both sides. It's the time for action now.
Foreign Minister of Sweden Carl Bildt agrees.
I'm not going to comment upon the details of it. We are waiting for their final assessment. So far, they have said it doesn't meet the requirements. We'll see if there is change.
Foreign ministers are to meet next Monday to review progress. That is their last meeting before a special summit in Vilnius, Lithuania, on November 28th, at which the trade and political association agreements were set to be signed. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.